A lot of local kids will be loving this news. The McDonald's location on Great Northern Road will be unveiling its new play place this weekend, putting to rest some speculation around town about whether the restaurant was scrapping its popular playground as part of a major renovation. The revamped version comes 24 years after the previous rendition opened to the public. The new play place will feature a high play capacity of 60 happy kids, says operations supervisor Brenda Crack. Included as a unique obstacle course full of moving components, outdoorsy-type climbs and age-separated zones for younger and older visitors. The new global color scheme will coordinate with new lobby decor packages, said Crack. McDonald's closed its doors earlier this year as construction crews began working on a new dining area and drive-through, in addition to the reimagined play place. Their fast food team will be celebrating all these developments during its grand reopening this weekend, from March 29 to 31. The new dining room will be open to the public starting Thursday, March 28 at 11 a.m. While the number of play places in North America has dwindled over the years, a new and improved version of the classic playground has local ownership excited. The new features include Stomp Tower, as players stomp on the footpads, color-coded lights rise on their side of the tower with sound. The faster a player stomps, the faster they rise until there is a winner. The game is based on speed, so toddlers to grandparents can play. Floor keyboard, giant 7-foot working keyboard, realistic sound and volume adjusts. Ucreate and Sparkle collections. The Ucreate table and tablets offer 18 proprietary art and skill-based games, while the park table is biosensitive and responds to touch to create a mesmerizing attraction. In anticipation of the reopening, local franchisee Rob Prober and his team have been raising funds to support the Sault Ste. Marie Humane Society. A portion of the proceeds from every Big Mac and McChicken sold until March 29 is going directly to the organization. Rob and his team are avid animal advocates and want to ensure that the Sault Ste. Marie Humane Society can continue their efforts to support animals living in the region, said spokesperson Lindsay Godin. Rob has a history of community involvement with his restaurants, such as taking part in the Toystock Toy Drive around the holidays and Auto McHockey. Prober and his team will be hosting a check presentation at the restaurant on March 30 from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Members of the Sault Ste. Marie Humane Society will be present for the event.